we are joined by with Chris from the National Weather Services. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this
morning? So far, so good.
Good.
Doing well, doing well. So, kind of a wet weekend this weekend. Do you know maybe any accumulation of how much rainfall Lincoln County did get?
Well, I mean, in the North Platte area, we had probably around an inch to an inch and a half in the North Platte area. We did have some areas over in Custer County that saw some amounts that topped 3 inches with this recent rain. Fortunately, we missed out on all the tornadoes that were east of us.
Thank goodness.
In our area, I know it was real interesting down there between Lincoln and Omaha Friday afternoon. We also had a few tornadoes up there northwest of Grand Island, in the Elba area and Farwell and Ravenna areas. They already put out some survey results from the Hastings forecast area, and they had a couple of EF1s. One EF2, and the worst one was an EF3 tornado. It went west of Elba. So, fortunately, we didn't have that in our area, and our severe chances, I think, are kind of marginal the next couple of days. We're looking at probably a shot of some thunderstorms later tonight and into Tuesday over northern Nebraska, and then kind of some more widespread thunderstorms as we get into Wednesday night and Thursday across southwestern into central Nebraska. And right now the severe threat for the North Platte area is marginal on Wednesday night. And with these storms, the stronger ones, we're probably looking at large hail being the main severe threat. So
all right, fantastic. And I know into the weekend it kind of looks like maybe a slight chance of showers, but it kind of almost looks a little cloudy, but warm temperatures.
Yeah, we're going to be pretty seasonal this weekend. A lot of highs in the 70s, lower 70s, which is actually just a tad above normal for this time of year. We do have a small threat for showers and thunderstorms Friday night into about the first half of Saturday, but then after that it looks fairly dry across our area for the latter half of the weekend into the early part of next week.
And are we kind of looking ahead to next week and the next couple weeks? Is it we think it's gonna be a little wet or pretty dry?
I think it's going to be, just kind of normal. We're in kind of an active pattern, and of course this time of year the atmosphere is very volatile, and it doesn't take much to give us thunderstorms this time of year. Just a little bit of cool air aloft and some instability, and we've got showers and thunderstorms. So I think over the next week, just kind of a normal type of pattern. We're going to have some threats of showers and thunderstorms about every, 48 to 72 hours as we get into next week. And temperatures are looking pretty seasonal next week. A lot of highs in the 60s and 70s. So,
and do we expect a lot of windy days, or is the wind kind of supposed to calm down a little bit?
We get these frontal passages, these systems every 48 to 72 hours. We'll get a little bit of wind with them, but I don't see anything that's overly strong, in that 40 to 50 mile an hour range. I don't see that, so I would say breezy at this point.
All right, talking here with Chris from the National Weather Services here in North Platte. Chris, anything else you have to mention, want our listeners to know about the weather regarding this week or the upcoming future?
No, it's just I think we need to be a little bit on guard Wednesday night into Thursday for a severe weather threat. And again, mainly that's, kind of south of Highway 92. If you go from, say, Arthur over to Broken Bow and south, that'll be the main threat for that. Maybe a severe threat tonight into tomorrow, kind of over northeastern Nebraska. I think eastern Nebraska is going to be under the gun tomorrow again, but that should be well east of the North Platte area.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for the time, Chris. We appreciate it always. And here's to hopefully some good weather this week.
Yeah. You guys take care. Thanks for having me on.